The European Union is about to join with several South American nations to form the world's largest trade bloc. Discover your Bible's terrifying warning to America regarding such an alliance. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. The European Union is about to make its largest trade deal ever, and it's probably going to be made in 2019. And that certainly is the forecast. That trade is going to be made with the Mercosur trade bloc, which includes Brazil and Argentina, Uruguay and Paraguay. And we have been prophesying for over 60 years that this is going to happen. And what it all means, it's going to mean some very dark days for America if we don't heed Bible prophecy and realize what God has to say about it. Latin America is helping to create the Holy Roman Empire. And they have a lot of rich resources that the European Union or the Holy Roman Empire needs. And of course, they're providing some great needs that the Latin American people also have. Brazil has a new president, and he's helping to push this deal through. If you want to read a reprint article about that, Brazil's new president open the door to the Holy Roman Empire? You can order that. We'll just call it reprint number one. And we'll have, I think, about three reprints today, and you can order all of them if you like. All of our literature, of course, is free. But what you need to realize and what we all need to realize is this is going to affect our lives and your life in a way that perhaps nothing has ever affected it before. It's that important, and it has everything to do with our trade policy and a trade war that is going to do great damage to America. And we need to understand what Bible prophecy says about it. Now, we can avert that terrible crisis if we just look to the great God who inspired all this Bible prophecy and gives us direction and tells us how He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to choose blessings, not curses. But we do have to choose, He says. We'll discuss that in Deuteronomy 28 in a few moments. But if this deal is finalized in 2019, well, that probably also means that it may very well be that there's those 27 nations in Europe called the European Union are going to be reduced to 10 nations or 10 kings, probably in 2019 as well. Now, I don't see how this European Union, the way it's divided today, and that includes religion as well, how can it be closely tied to Latin America, which is certainly, you'd have to say, very united in their religion, and the Holy Roman Empire is going to have to become very united in their religion, and that's why, really, it's reduced to 10 nations. That's the only way they can remove the division. And then we know Daniel 8 and verse 23 talks about a strong man coming on the scene to lead that great Holy Roman Empire. And he's going to come on the scene, and I think he has to be the one who is going to shape that Holy Roman Empire or those 10 nations into the Holy Roman Empire and take control. Now, I think that too could happen in 2019. So we need to watch Europe and we need to watch what's happening in Latin America because it has everything to do with the life of Americans. Certainly the prosperity of Americans and a lot more. If you look closely at the prophecies, it indicates that this great power could be the number one superpower in the world. And you'll see scriptures about that even today. I'll show you one or two, I believe. Let me quote to you from an article, the reprint article number 2 that you can request. The title is, 2019 may bring Europe's biggest trade deal yet. EU officials believe that world trade will drastically change in 2019 as they sign a trade agreement with South America. In recent years, the EU has finalized trade pacts with Chile, Peru, Colombia, Mexico, Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, and Nicaragua. But since 2000, the enormous trade deal with Mercosur has remained elusive. Now, after concluding a trade agreement with Japan, the EU tends to reach an agreement with the South American Confederation Mercosur as soon as possible, Handelsblatt reported. The trade agreement would make this Europe's largest trade deal ever. This is going to impact the whole world in ways that it doesn't realize. There is tremendous power and amazing resources in Latin America. And Germany, who leads the European Union even now, knows that very well. This article goes on to say it is predicted to far surpass the agreement with Japan that comes into force on February the 1st and will already create the world's largest trade bloc. And now, after that huge deal they're about to make with Japan in 2019, they're going to make a deal with this Mercosur trade bloc, which is going to make this the biggest trade deal Europe has ever made. Now, this has repercussions that you and I need to think about very carefully. The article concludes by saying the EU's new top priority is to urgently conclude trade deals with the rest of the world, with more than 260 million people and a gross domestic product of approximately $2.9 trillion. The Confederation of Mercosur is one of the world's largest economies. Europe urgently needs South America to make its policy work. Now, Mr. Armstrong in the past has talked about this, and it goes back many years. And he prophesied precisely what is happening in Latin America today. Notice a comment he made in 1962 in the Plain Truth magazine. He boldly declared that, quote, the United States is going to be left out in the cold as two gigantic trade blocs, Europe and Latin America, mesh together and begin calling the shots in world commerce. He's talking about over Russia and China, for that matter, as well. And America is just going to be frozen out. It's a trade war that is discussed here. A trade war. A massive trade war. Europe is already turning its back on the U.S. and seeks to pull Latin America onto its side. Yes, indeed. What a big change. Notice, I'll just give you this scripture, Isaiah 23 and verse 3, prophesied that Europe would become the marketplace for the nations. And let me give you reprint number 3. I have 3 of them for you today, but you can get them all if you'd like. Just ask for all of them. All of the reprint articles, but this one is The Great Mart of Nations, July 2016 in the Trumpet magazine. This is going to become the world's number one superpower, and they already have nuclear bombs. France has plenty of them, and Germany has certainly many atomic bombs that belong to America. So it is going to be a nuclear power. You can be sure of that. But notice what it says in Genesis 22 and verse 15. And the angel of the Eternal called unto Abraham and out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, says the Eternal, for because you have done this thing and has not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate or gates of his enemies. Well, now, if you possess the gates of your enemies and you're talking about worldwide trade, that means this is real power that God is giving to somebody in this end time. Now, the United States and Britain in Prophecy book that we will send you, if you don't have it, explains all of that. America and the British peoples received the birthright, which means a massive amount of prosperity to two nations. Genesis 35 in verse 11 explains it about a great company of nations, or the British Empire, which has really come and gone, but it was the most powerful empire ever on this earth. And then it also talks about a single great nation that is going to be a part of that birthright promise. And that is America. And we have to understand that all this great prosperity we've had has been given to us by God because of Abraham's obedience. And God said, I'll give this to your seed. That means Israel. And the nations of Israel, and the two nations of Israel in the end time that have the name of Israel in Bible prophecy would be America and Britain. All of this wealth didn't come to us by our own impressive ingenuity, as most people think. It came to us because of Abraham's obedience. And we do have the name of Israel in this end time, that is, America and Britain does, and we had in the past almost all the gates of our enemies. Why? How did that happen? That's a big part of the birthright promise. Notice Deuteronomy 28 in verse 12. It says, you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. This is what God says. Now, if you obey me and you choose the blessings rather than the cursings, or the curses. Deuteronomy 28 is about the blessings and the curses. Now here, would you say we were lending to other nations and we don't borrow? Well, we have a debt of now, at the time I wrote this, it was $19 trillion. Now it's $22 trillion. The debt keeps soaring. Now, something's not right, and we're not being blessed the way God said we would be if we would choose the blessings. We must be making some wrong choices. And it says then in verse 29 of Deuteronomy 28, you shall not prosper. Verse 52 has symbolized America's economy being battered by foreign competition. And it says, and he shall besiege you in all your gates. Well, we can't be besieged unless, well, that is, America can't be unless Latin America is also a part of that besieging. Something to think about. And even an exchange student that was quoted here in one of these articles says, look, if you go to Latin America, you're going to see that they don't like America very much. They don't. Though we deceive ourselves that they do, I suppose. But here in this article, which is from the Ezekiel booklet, it says, and he shall besiege you in all your gates. The target here has to be the nations of Israel, not Judah. But who has those gates? America and Britain have or had the gates, and we are going to be besieged in all of them. Well, most of those gates have already been taken away from America and Britain, like the Panama Canal, the Suez Canal, even the trade route of the South China Sea and gates like that, where we could really keep our enemies from blocking world trade. And it says here, verse 52, notice this, until the high and fenced walls come down wherein you trusted. You trusted in those walls and your own power and your own lovers. And God is taking that personally. Throughout all your land, and he shall besiege you in all your gates which the Lord your God has given you. Oh, you mean God gave us all those gates? You mean God gave us all that prosperity? Of course he did. And we ought to acknowledge it and go to God and ask for forgiveness for, using it in a very sinful way in many respects. God gave us all those gates, and he gave the British their great empire, and he has given America the single greatest power of any nation ever on this earth. But that is being diminished as we speak even. Then it goes on to talk about that also he's going to make this covenant or this oath with him that is not here with us this day. In other words, well, what is he talking about here? Well, in verse 29 of Deuteronomy 31, it says this, "For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves." Moses is talking here and warning Israel, "and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days." Even way back in Deuteronomy, we're being told that this is going to happen in the latter days. That's the main time that it occurs. The latter days. The plain truth made this statement, recognized the deep importance of the religious roots Europe and Latin Americans share. In October 1957, it said, "Latin American nations will join in with the European revival of the old Roman Empire." Well, how about that? The old Roman Empire. This is taken from the He Was Right booklet that we have, and we'll send that to you if you don't have it. And you really, really need to read that, because it will tell you why this is all happening. But it says here, between 2002 and 2011, over 49% of the weapons imported from South American nations came from the EU or European Union, according to CIPRI's Arms Transfer Database. It is also noteworthy that more arms from the EU came from Germany than any other nation. And then Latin America is totally dependent upon the tanks of Europe, which means Germany mainly. Now, this has been going on for the last 10 years, and Germany is leading Europe, and Germany will soon be leading Latin America along with the Holy Roman Empire. This article goes on to say, "South America has clearly avoided being dependent on America for critical weapon systems, but it is dependent on Europe." See, they can't manufacture their own advanced weapons, and they didn't want to be dependent on the U.S. or Russia, so they chose to side with Europe. South America is welded to Europe's military system. The alliance is secure. South America's military is hugely dependent on Europe. Now, they have forgotten all about all that foreign aid that we've really given to both of those trading blocks when times weren't so good for them. They've forgotten all about that. That's no, hey, God says, you better beware of your lovers. Beware. You see, God takes offense at that, because God has given us all this wealth, and yet we've turned to trust other nations and not God. And God says, look, I'll take care of your problems and your challenges if you will heed my warnings. He means that, and I'll show you that in a moment where he says he will do exactly that. But anyhow, our spiritual father is angry because we're trusting in men. But again, you have to remember, we can't be besieged economically and in a trade war unless Latin America is a part of that besieging. Then we're surrounded, and it's going to work out badly, and God is actually putting it in their minds to do that because he's very unhappy with us. Now, that may be difficult for some people to believe, but there are many prophecies of your Bible that tell you that, but people don't know what's in their Bibles today. They don't know. Ezekiel 5 and verse 3, I'll just read that to you. "You shall also take thereof a few in number and bind them in your skirts." And that's God's way of saying that I'll protect those people, those few that obey me and do my work. I will protect them from all these problems. He'll try and test us, but he will protect us, his people. And that will be individuals, or it would be nations, if they would just turn, as it says in Ezekiel 33 and verse 11. He says this, the problem is deathly serious. And I hope that we can understand that and be doing what God wants us to do. In Ezekiel 5, verses 8 and 9, it says this, "Therefore thus says the Eternal God, behold, I, even I, am against you." Well, this is a statement that ought to leave us all, just stop us all in our tracks. This is God himself saying to Israel, "I, even I, am against you." Not only your enemies that you have in this world, but God is as well. That ought to strike terror in our minds. Look, it's right there in your Bible, and those are all end-time prophecies, and God is telling us what is going to happen. I'll tell you, there is no hope for us to avoid this great tribulation if we don't heed God's warning in prophecy. It's the message that will save our physical lives. We should seek that with all our being. Verse 11 of the same chapter 5, it says, "With all your abominations," God says, "therefore will I diminish you, neither shall mine eye spare, neither will I have any pity because of your detestable things," it says, but it should read, "detestable practices." God is upset by the way we're living, the way we're conducting our lives. And God says in Ezekiel 6 and verse 1 and 2, "Prophesy against them." That's what we're doing, prophesying against Israel. God wants to save us in all of this. Even if we don't repent, He's still going to lead us into getting to know Him, and it's going to lead us right into the second coming of Jesus Christ. And you won't see any more Holy Roman Empires, or you won't see any more wars like you see today. It's all going to be happiness and joy and peace. And what a wonderful time that's going to be. And I'm telling you, it's very close to that end. You're going to see it in your lifetime if you're even if you're elderly, I think you're going to see it. It's going to come, and it is coming upon us very fast. But God says, "You've departed from me and have all those abominations." After World War II, over 55,000 Germans fled their native land to live in havens in other nations. And a lot of them went to Argentina. This is October 1957 issue of The Plain Truth said, quote, this is Herbert W. Armstrong's magazine, "During World War II, Argentina was an outspoken friend of Hitler, sheltering Nazi officers and men, offering safe haven for Nazi ships and submarines. Many Nazis found their way to Argentina in safety while Hitler's regime was collapsing under the steady rain of Allied bombs." And then by 1950, Berlin had carved out a high-level military presence in Argentina. German companies were again firmly planted in several Latin American nations. Adolf Hitler's puppet ruler, Antti Pavelić, was injecting fascist ideology into Paraguay, and the Nazis had intelligence agents entrenched in Argentina, Chile, Venezuela, Ecuador, and other nations. That is amazing. See? But God says in Ezekiel 6 and verse 10 that, look, through all of this, we're going to get to know Him. It's what it takes for us to get to know God. Can you imagine that? God wants to know us. He loves us. And He doesn't want us to be afflicted. And He doesn't want us to be killed in any way by evil men. But imagine, this all causes us to get to know God. And he says all these blessings were given to us, and we ought to be thankful to God for that and thank God always and show Him that gratitude by giving our lives to Him. Those prophecies are in Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, Genesis 49, and 100 other prophecies, and it talks about this happening in the latter days. All of our material will show you this leads right up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
The European Union is about to join with several South American nations to form the world's largest trade bloc. Discover your Bible's terrifying warning to America regarding such an alliance. For over 70 years, God's church has forecast a strong trade alliance between Europe and South America based on one main factor, religion. The America First trade policy of U.S. President Donald Trump has caused Europe to seek support elsewhere, especially from Catholic-dominated South America. To further your study of this relevant end-time trade alliance, request our three free reprint articles. Will Brazil's new president open the door to the Holy Roman Empire? 2019 may bring Europe's biggest trade deal yet, and the Great Mart of Nations. The biblical books of Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Revelation provide the details about a great mart of nations in this end time. German-led Europe and its South American vassal states will join forces with a massive power block of Asian nations just before the return of Jesus Christ. The result? A nightmarish trade war. Their main target? America. The United States can only be defeated by such a conglomerate of enemies. This is part of God's punishment for America's sins. You will also receive Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Ezekiel, the End Time Prophet, and his free booklet, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire. Study these materials to learn about the history and prophecy of the war-making nation of Germany, the great false church behind the most violent empires of all time, and the unusual alliances that will take shape on the world stage as a sign of Jesus Christ's second coming. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request our three reprint articles on a future anti-American trade alliance, as well as Ezekiel, the End Time Prophet, and Germany and the Holy Roman Empire. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.